Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Millennials. How many times have we seen this entire demographic labeled as entitled, craving attention, and refusing to grow up? Oh, yes, and they're narcissists. But then everybody is fixated on them. Sure, there are plenty of articles and think pieces about digital natives written by millennials, ironically, of course, but most of the focus comes from that other powerful and well-represented cohort of our time, the baby boomers. The me generation loves to poke at the me generation. So who's getting left out of the equation? The increasingly invisible Generation X. Paul Taylor is author of The Next America, Boomers, Millennials, and the Looming Generational Showdown. It's a book that he wrote with the Pew Research Center, where he is former executive vice president. And Paul, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Pleased to be with you.
So maybe a quick definition, please, of this respective demographics. Which years are we talking about for boomers, Gen Xers, Gen Y, later called millennials?
Sure, and I guess we should start by confessing that generational boundaries are contrivances. You can't find them in the Census Bureau. You can't find them in legitimate social science. They're useful contrivances. They describe generally about a 20-year age cohort that are thought to be distinctive because they all grew up and came of age at roughly the right time and therefore had similar experiences that helped shape their identity. And they also had a parent generation that was a generation older that perhaps they were in reaction to. So to go to your question, the baby boomers are in their 50s through around 70. The Gen Xers are in their late 30s through about 50. And the millennials came of age around the turn of the millennium, so they are anywhere from around age 18 to 35.
So from the title of your book, Boomers versus Millennials, Generation X isn't in there. I mean, do you ever get complaints about leaving them out?
Interestingly, no, and I think that's part of what I find interesting, even charming about this generation. They are sort of at the moment in the middle innings of life. There's a little less drama when you're in your late 30s and 40s. You're not starting out. You're not near the end. You're probably stressed and raising your family and trying to figure it out and worried that you're not having enough money for retirement. But the other reason that they get a little bit squeezed is the generations above and below them, it is fair to say, were and remain very noisy generations. You mentioned all the attention to the millennials. They're our largest generation in history, 80 million plus strong. The second largest are the boomers, 76 million. The Gen Xers, when they were born, we were in a little bit of a baby bust. So part of it is lower birth rates. Part of it is, for whatever reasons, the keepers of the cultural zeitgeist have sort of squeezed their generation. They last about 16 or 17 years rather than the larger generations on either side. But more importantly, I think, they did not, when they came of age, make a lot of noise culturally. The baby boomers did in the 60s, anti-war, civil rights, women's rights, counterculture. The millennials certainly are now for the last decade or 15 years. Certainly around their technology habits, they are the digital generation. They are also our transitional generation to a majority non-white country, so racially and ethnically they're very different. And socially and culturally, they are leading the way in terms of, let's say, for example, the move towards same-sex marriage and other pretty profound cultural changes. The Xers came of age in a different time. There was less, frankly, focus on children and young adults. Back then, they came of age when the divorce revolution was peaking. You know, we talked today about helicopter parents. There's a lot of attention on raising kids. When the Xers came of age, we talked about latchkey children. They were sort of, oh my goodness, what are we going to do with the kids? You figure it out for yourself. They're pretty conservative politically, which cuts against the grain of what a lot of people think about young adults, that they start out liberal and maybe over the course of their lives, they get mugged by life and they become more conservative. The Xers, they came of age when the Ronald Reagan mantra, you know, in the 80s government is not the solution, it's the problem. So for a lot of reasons, they simply haven't had a lot of attention to them. The last thing I'll say is they don't seem to mind that much. I think that every signal they have gotten from their family life, from the culture, from the government is you're sort of on your own. You got to figure it out for yourself. Don't call a whole lot of attention to yourself. Put one foot in front of the other and figure it out. And that seems to describe who they are.
We're talking about the mostly forgotten, sometimes forgiven Generation X. We hear so much in the media about the baby boomers and what they think and the millennials and what they think. Well, how about Gen X? Paul Taylor is with us, author of The Next America, Boomers, Millennials, and the Looming Generational Showdown. Well, the other day, one of our producers, we was talking about an article that blamed millennials for a decline in wine bottles that use real corks and said, how come nobody writes this stuff about Generation X? And it is true. We got a lot of things sort of blaming the millennials for our detached social situation or blaming the baby boomers for our materialistic society. Is there a real difference in the way that these generations are covered?
Oh, there's no question there's a difference in how they're covered. And you've touched on it in your opening, and you can look at, you know, magazine covers. You can look at all the memes that work their way through social media. I guess the more interesting question is the difference underneath that real? And I think there is some reality to that. And as I said earlier, look, if a generation in the case of Xers is 65 million strong, and in the case of millennials is 80 million strong, Lord knows there are as many differences within generations as across generations. Everybody sort of gets that. But as somebody who looks at a lot of attitudinal data and demographic data and economic data, I'm comfortable saying, yes, but there are all, you can make generalizations, and there are broad differences between these groups. And in their economic attitudes, for example, Xers are more conservative than millennials. In their views around cultural and social change, it's millennials who are pushing the boundaries. You see a straight stair-step pattern. One of the great social movements of the last decade or more has been the movement towards acceptance of same-sex marriage. 10, 12 years ago, that was considered way outside the realm of political possibility. Well, here we are now. It is the law of the land across the country. And if you look at the disaggregated points of view among the generations, millennials were by far the most accepting of that and have become more accepting. Next were the Xers, started a little less accepting, more accepting, and on and on. I could say the same thing about immigration. I could say the same thing about a lot of racial issues where you see real differences. And you see in many of those kinds of social and cultural issues, you see the young driving a lot of cultural change, Xers leaning in that direction more, but it's clearly the young with their muscle, with their numbers, who are setting the agenda.
Okay, so we've established that they are not the navel gazers that the boomers and the millennials are, that they are politically sort of middle of the road, and I guess that they liked grunge rock. What else are we going to actually know them for?
Well, you know, it's not inconceivable that they will be a little bit overlooked throughout every stage of the life cycle. I mean, they've gotten off to a quiet start. But you put it well, I'm not sure that bothers them that much, whereas I think narcissism is a tough charge to make, and certainly speaking as a baby boomer, you hear that word said about millennials. I don't think any baby boomer has the right to call any generation narcissistic. We're pretty good at that ourselves. I don't believe Xers are narcissistic. Their instinct, their cultural signals have not been about, it's all about me, I need to be at the center stage. So the fact that they don't get a lot of attention, I feel fairly comfortable in saying, doesn't bother them a whole lot. They just put one foot in front of another.
Well, Paul Taylor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Paul Taylor, former executive vice president at the Pew Research Center and author of The Next America, Boomers, Millennials, and the Looming Generational Showdown, which was recently released in paperback.